fortune today. They were sort of inch-thick cypress slabs pointed at the top and approximately 6 inches wide, maybe 8. Boys used to raid these all the time with a scout knife to get straight pieces of cypress to build kites with. It was very easy to do. Something came up like that hard and the whole piece would fall off. I have done it in my time. They were already kind of diminishing markedly, these fences, when I was a child. The most common fence was a board fence with dressed 1-inch planks, 8 inches wide and 8 feet long, attached to 4x4s. Yeah, 4x4s sunk in the ground, upright, and nailed horizontally. There was still a fence like that at my mother's house on Dupre Street until it was blown away by the hurricane of 65. That's the kind of fence, I believe, incidentally, that it's a Mississippi River kind of a fence. It's the kind I'm pretty sure that Tom Sawyer was whitewashing.
Do you know the term pew fence?
No.
Okay. What about fences made of wire?
Well, the kind of heavy wire fence that is so common nowadays is widely called here a page fence.
How do you spell it?
Well, I think P-A-I-G-E. It's a brand name, but like Shinola, you know. I mean, it's used for whatever kind of fence. So that I don't look at the label to find out if it's a page fence or not. I mean, talking to my wife or children, I'm saying that they've torn down the old wood fence and put up a page fence instead.
What's the kind of wire with the little prickles?
We certainly pronounced it B-O-B, barbed wire.
Okay, how about the kind of fence that I think they used to have a lot and don't anymore, with the boards woven?
That's too rare for me to have a proper local name for it.
When you're setting up a wire fence, what would you call the thing that you staple the wire to or wrap it around, or how do you do it?
Fence post.
All right, and if you had several of them, you'd say several.
Well, that's a phonetic problem. Let me see. I'm trying to speak as naturally as I can. Well, I don't know. For years, I mean, I've been careful with my consonants. I'd say fence posts under any occasion. My wife now is a little bit less finicky. I think it might very well come out as simply a long, long clear air. Two or three fence posts.
It's quite common for that to happen. What would you call a fence or wall made of loose stone or rock? You may not have them here.
No, we certainly don't. If you could find a loose rock, you're lucky in this part of the world.
If you wanted to make a hen start laying, what might you put in your nest to fool her?
A glass egg.
Any other term for that?
What
would you call your best dishes they're made of?
China egg?
Would you use that term at all?
I've heard China egg, yeah.
Okay.
I think it was used pretty much indiscriminately.
What would you have carried water in on the farm?
Bucket.
How about milking into a...
Well, I think milk pail comes from my childhood reading.
Is it any different from a bucket?
I don't know. to me, I mean, from children's books, you know, wooden pails. Whereas, of course, we were using galvanized iron buckets. But I think that's not a question of actual what I said. I don't think I ever said pail.
What would you use to carry food to the pigs?